Good evening. This is Times of India Radio and here is today's news. The Congress on Thursday fielded local leader Ajay Rai from Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh, ending weeks of speculation that Priyanka Gandhi Vadra could contest from the seat against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Congress also fielded Madhusudan Tiwari from Gorakhpur against BJP's actor-turned-politician Ravi Kishan. Priyanka had earlier said that she will be happy to contest from Varanasi if asked by her brother and the Congress President Rahul Gandhi. The Congress had fielded Rai against Modi in 2014 as well. He finished third in the contest after Modi and Aam Aadmi Party's Arvind Kejriwal. The Supreme Court on Thursday constituted a one-man panel of former Apex Court Judge Justice A.K. Patnaik to hold inquiry into the allegations of larger conspiracy to frame Chief Justice of India Ranjan Gogoi and fixing of benches in the top court. The Apex Court asked the directors of CBI and IB as well as the Delhi Police Commissioner to cooperate with Justice retired Patnaik as and when sought by him during the inquiry. The top court said, however, that the inquiry will not deal with the allegations of sexual harassment against the CJI. Earlier today, the Apex Court had expressed anguish over the systematic attack on the judiciary and said the time has come to tell the rich and powerful of the country that they will burn their fingers if they play with fire. Two brothers have emerged as key players in suicide attacks on Easter Sunday in Sri Lanka that killed more than 350 people and stunned an island state that had enjoyed a decade of relative peace. The Islamic State terror group claimed responsibility for the coordinated attacks on three churches and four hotels. The brothers' names were also reported in local media. Sri Lankan authorities have not released the identities of any of the bombers and police did not respond to request for the comment. The brothers' father, Muhammad Ibrahim, was arrested as police investigate those behind the attacks. The former Vice President of the USA, Joe Biden, formally joined the crowded Democratic presidential contest on Thursday, betting that his working-class appeal and ties to Barack Obama's presidency will help him overcome questions about his place in today's increasingly liberal Democratic Party. He made his announcement in a video posted on Twitter. Thursday's announcement marks the unofficial end of the chaotic early phase of the 2020 presidential season. The field now features at least 20 Democrats jockeying for the chance to take on President Donald Trump next year. Several lesser-known candidates may still join the race.